Well, turning your Bibles to John chapter 12. John 12, we're continuing, of course, our study of the Gospel of John. And John, of course, gives us great truths. If we've been going through the book from the very beginning, verse by verse, passage by passage, John shows us that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. He showed us seven signs that Jesus did that you might believe, as he says, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing you would have eternal life. We're seeing, of course, these last days of his life and ministry before he goes to the cross. And this morning, really, it's his final public teaching. And it's very powerful. It's very clear that what he does is it's very clear that he is God and that all who believe in him have eternal life. And see, this is what his message is going to be. If you believe in him, you have eternal life. If you reject him, there's a judgment to come. This is his final teaching. It's very clear that he's God, that who believes in him has life. And as we look at this passage, we're going to get a good look at Jesus. Who is he? What's his message? We see the results of believing, salvation, and life. We see the results of rejection, separation, and judgment. It's a very powerful passage. So may we see Jesus in his final public teaching as he goes to the cross. Well, I want you to think about it. When we look in the scripture and we think about Jesus, he's the most unique and important person who's ever lived. We say, yeah, he definitely is unique. Why? Why? Because he is the God-man. He is both God and man. When you think about it, Jesus Christ is the Son of God who became a human being. The truth is that he's God. That in John 1:1, at the very beginning, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he is God. But he's also man. In fact, he's the perfect man. In Galatians 4:4, it says, in the fullness of time, God brought forth his Son, born of a woman. He is a man. So he's the God-man. The one born in Bethlehem is actually God. Isaiah 9 summed it up very well. Isaiah 9 said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The child born is the man, the son given is the Son of God. We realize that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who became a person. Now why? Why? So that he could die on the cross and pay for our sins. He could die on the cross and pay for the sins of the world. That he would come, he would die on the cross, he would pay, rise again, dying, and all who believe in him would have eternal life. It is a great truth from God's word. How you respond to Jesus Christ determines your destiny. You believe in him, you have life. Salvation by faith. You reject him, there's separation and death. And judgment. This morning we see Jesus in his final public teaching. He declares this. Believe in him, no longer in darkness. You have life. Reject him, you reject the word, and there's judgment coming. So bottom line, it's either salvation or judgment when you deal with Jesus Christ. So let's begin, because this is the last thing that he teaches in, most likely in the temple area. Now as we begin, Jesus is in the temple, and this is his last public teaching. And the rest of John, as we talked about, basically the rest of John 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, all of those chapters are what we call upper room discourse. They don't all take place in the upper room, but most of it is in the upper room where he's having what we call the Last Supper. And then he talks with him and he gets to the garden and all those kind of things. And it's private teaching. This is what he told the crowd. He has said to them, I will be lifted up, and when I lift up, I will draw men to me. He will die on the cross, and he will draw people to himself. The charge is to believe in him and become children of light. He says, if you believe in me, you have life. The response to him, as we've seen in this passage, and chapter 12 is really sort of long, and it's taken us a while to go through chapter 12, but it says they kept on not believing in him. They continually rejected him. Isaiah said they wouldn't believe in him. We saw it last week that Isaiah predicted that the nation of Israel would continue to reject him. And when they did, that God would blind the nation. We saw last week, though, that people believed in Christ, individual ones. In fact, John 12, verse 42 says, nevertheless, many, even of the rulers, believed in him. And that's an amazing thing, because it talks about that Isaiah said that God would blind them, and as a people group, as a nation, they wouldn't believe in him. But individuals always could and always will. And it says even some of the rulers believed in him. But he gave us something that was powerful last week. He said the rulers believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing him. They were not publicly making it known that they had believed in Christ. Why? For fear that they would be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the approval of men rather than the approval of God. So we saw last week that you can believe in Jesus Christ and not tell anybody. You can believe in Jesus Christ and be a secret disciple, as Joseph of Arimathea was. You can believe in Jesus Christ, have eternal life, and not tell anyone that you have trusted in Christ. That's what we see here. Now, as we get to this last section, we see his final teaching. Let me break down the passage for you. First of all, Jesus shows that he is God. That's verse 44 and 45. He basically says, if you see me, you've seen the Father. When you see me, you see God. You see the Father. You see the one who sent me. That's what he says. Then he shows a contrast. You believe in Jesus, there's life. You reject him, there's judgment. And then he gives his message. He says that his message from the Father gives eternal life. And that's a really powerful statement because he says, I know that the commandment, I know that God's commandment is eternal life. And we've talked about this all the way through the book. And sometimes people are confused. Sometimes people are confused on what must a person do to have salvation. And the bottom line is a person believes in Jesus Christ for eternal life. They trust in him and him alone. Salvation is by faith alone and Christ alone. The Gospel of John, we have seen it over and over. 98 places in this book, it says you are saved by faith and you receive life and eternal life. And that's what we're seeing even in this last section. He says the commandment is eternal life. The commandment is you believe in Jesus Christ and you have eternal life. And this is a great truth that we all need to understand. And let's see how it goes. Let's look at the first section where Jesus shows that he's God and that when you see him, you're seeing the Father. That's what he's saying. Look at verse 44. Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me does not believe in me, but in him who sent me. Now, Jesus cried out. The word cried out means to announce. This is a public statement. He's got people probably gathered around him and he says, let me tell you something. When you believe in me, you're not believing in me. You're believing in the one who sent me. Now, he doesn't mean that you're not believing in him. He's saying, you're not just believing in me. You're believing in the one who sent me. Because see, the Jewish people would say, oh yeah, we believe in God. We believe in God the Father, but we don't think Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus says, when you believe in me, you see, I'm connected with the Father because it's the Father who sent me. Now, the key I want you to see at the very beginning is he who believes in me. It literally says the one who believes. The truth is over and over and over again, it is always faith. Salvation is by faith in Christ. We've said it so many times you probably get tired of it, but salvation is in a person. It is in the person of Christ. It is not what we do. It is not our church. It is not our kind of things that we think we're going to try to do or keep on doing. It is when we believe in the person of Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have eternal life. He says, he cried out and said, he who believes in me does not believe in me, but in him who sent me. He's saying, listen, when you believe in me, you're really believing in the Father. And see, that would make some of the Pharisees mad because they would say, oh, we believe in the Father. We just don't believe in him. Jesus says, believe in me because the Father is the one who sent me. See, to believe in Jesus is to believe the Father. To understand that the Father sent the Son. He's saying if you believe in Jesus, you believe the Father sent Jesus. We see this all throughout the Word of God. What does John 3:16 say? God so loved the world, God the Father so loved the world that he gave his Son. To trust in Jesus Christ is to understand that Jesus was sent by the Father to give eternal life. What about this verse, John 5:24? Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in him who sent me has eternal life. It goes back to the one who sent there in John 11:42. Let me read this to you. John 11:42, he said this. He said, Jesus is praying to the Father and talking to the Father, and he says, I know that you always hear me, but because of the people standing around me, I said this so that they might believe you sent me. Jesus is making it clear that when you see him, you're seeing the Father, that the Father is the one who sent the Son into the world. That the Father sent the one, and whoever believes in him believes in the Father as well. If you remember in John chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. We're the same. Now, there's a little bit more. Notice he says, and Jesus cried out and said, whoever believes in me, the one believing in me, doesn't just believe in me, really, but he believes in he who sent me. Then he says something else. He who sees me, when you look at me, you're seeing the one who sent me. Now, that is a plain statement that Jesus is saying. When you see me, you are seeing God. Because everybody knows that God, the Father, is the one who sends the Son into the world. And he says, when you see me, you're seeing the Father. Well, that is a very powerful statement. In John 14, we're going to see it later on. In John 14, 9, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Because the guys didn't even grasp it always. And he was talking to the men in the upper room, and he talked about, revealing the Father. And they said, let me see the Father. And Jesus said, have I been with you this long? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So he says, he who sees me sees the one who sent me. He's saying that he is God. Now, there's a great truth that you must grasp, and we know it, that Jesus Christ is God. He is God in the flesh. He has left the glories of heaven to become a human being. In John 1:14, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In John 1:18, it says, the Son has made known the Father. The Word has revealed the Father. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, it's talking about Jesus, and it says that Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His nature. Jesus is saying, when you see me, you see God, because I'm God. Now, we all know, and when you think about it, it's impossible to comprehend, but we can believe that there is one God in three persons. One God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. The Father and Son are not the same. The Son and the Spirit are not the same. The Spirit and the Father are not the same, but all three are God. That's why when Jesus said, if you've seen me, you're seeing the Father, because the Father's God and I'm God. Now, we can't comprehend that. We believe that because that's what the Scripture teaches. The Scripture teaches one God in three persons. So Jesus says, when you see me, you're seeing the one who sent me. How do you see Jesus Christ? As the Son of God, sent by the Father? Do you believe in Him? When you believe in Him, you have eternal life. Jesus Christ is God. How do you respond? Now, let me just say this. How you respond to Jesus Christ has eternal results. I want you to think about this. If you believe in Him, you have eternal life. If you reject Him, there is judgment. Now, that's what this passage says. Now, we've talked about this many times. We said that to believe in Jesus Christ means you have an eternal relationship with Him. He gives you life forever. It's eternal life. To reject Jesus Christ, the Bible calls it the second death. You will die forever, because every human being is going to exist forever. You're going to either exist forever having eternal life with Jesus Christ, or you're going to exist forever having eternal death, or the second death, separated from God. And it's called, in this passage, he calls it a judgment. And that is true for every human being who ever has existed, is existing, and will ever exist. Whoever believes in Christ will exist forever, having eternal life. Whoever rejects Jesus Christ will exist forever, having the second death or eternal death. It's that powerful. So he begins this little section by saying, listen, if you believe in me, you're not just believing me, and you believe in the one who sent me. In fact, when you see me, you're seeing the one who sent me. You're seeing God the Father. He says, the Father and I are the same in that sense. Now, he goes on, and notice this idea of believing in him, there's life. Rejecting him, there's judgment. Look at verse 46. I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness. He says, I've come as light. You know, we've already seen through there that he's the light of the world. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He is light. He is God. He is the one that points the way of salvation. And he says, everyone who believes. Now, once again, it's the same thing over and over again. In fact, sometime, not now, take some time and see how many times the word believe is used in these seven verses, 44 through 50. Count them. Not now, but count how many times he says, believe. He says, I have come as the light into the world so that everyone who believes in me. Everyone who believes in me. We've said salvation is by faith in Christ. It's over and over and over. He says you will not remain in darkness. So you realize that before salvation, we're in darkness. We're dead in sin. We're dead in sin in a fallen world. When the Bible uses the idea of darkness, it's referring to people being spiritually dead. Darkness stands for so much in the Scripture. It's that idea of darkness and separation and dead in sin and spiritually dead and in a fallen world. And so the truth is this, that as an unbeliever, they're dead in sin and they're in darkness. And by faith in Jesus Christ, notice what he says, I have come as the light into the world that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness, will go from darkness to light. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who believes in me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. We go from darkness to light. Listen to Acts 26:18. God told Paul that he was going to send him to the Gentiles so that he could take them from darkness to light. by faith in him. Every one of us in this room, before you believed in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you were in darkness. You were in spiritual darkness. You were dead in sin. You were dead in trespassing sins. You were headed on your way to be separated from God forever and to experience a second death. You're already spiritually dead. You're going to experience the second death, which is death forever, separation from God. But when you believed in Jesus Christ as Savior, since he is the light of the world, that when you believed in him, you didn't remain in darkness. You became children of light, which he talked about last week. We go from death to life, from darkness to light. I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me, puts faith in me, will not remain in darkness. Now, that is a great truth. And as we go out these doors, there are people we deal with every day who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior. And if when you have the opportunity to tell them the truth of Jesus, and that if they would believe in Jesus, they would have eternal life. They would go from death to life, from darkness to light. Anyone who trusts in Jesus Christ has life forever. Now, there's a flip side, and that's what he goes on to say in verse 47. Look what he says. If anyone hears my sayings and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Now you have to look carefully at verse 47 because sometimes it's read wrong. It says, if anyone hears my sayings, the word is not sayings there. The Greek word is the word for word. He's actually saying, if anyone hears my words, my message, and does not keep them, does not believe them, basically we're saying, I've got words I'm telling you and you're not listening to them. He says, if anyone hears my words and doesn't listen to them, I do not judge them. We have to stop there for a second. Jesus says, I've come as light into the world, and if you believe in me, I'll give you life, and you come from darkness to light. However, if you don't believe my word, I'm not your judge. We have to stop there because we say, well, I thought Jesus was the judge, isn't he? Here come the judge. You know, I thought he was the judge, but no, he's not. Watch what he says. If anyone hears my words and doesn't keep them, doesn't believe them, I do not judge him. Why? For I didn't come to judge the world, but to save the world. Now, here's what he's saying. If anyone hears my sayings, maybe not, maybe they will, maybe they won't. If they hear my message, if they hear my words, by the way, what was his message? Here's his message. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the resurrection of life. He and the Father are one. You believe in him for eternal life. His message is very simple and very clear. A lot of people want to add to it. A lot of people want to change it. I went to a meeting, to a conference, I told you, and I heard a guy spoke, and he spoke for about 2 hours, and he talked about evangelism. It was really good. It was divided up, so it wasn't you just sit there for 2 hours, but it was divided up a little bit. But he talked about evangelism and about salvation and about taking the message. And you know what is so amazing? In the whole 2 hours, he never used the word believe. And my friend Butch Simmons, and I talked to him afterwards. And he said, well, the word believe, people don't know what that means. So you have to say things like ask Jesus into your life and give your life to Jesus and make a commitment to him. And we said, but those words aren't the same as believe. And people do understand the word believe. And he disagreed with us. And he's an evangelist, but he doesn't use the word believe. Isn't that strange when the Gospel of John uses it 98 times and Jesus says over and over, believe in me, but he says you better not use the word believe because nobody knows what that means. I think we do know what it means. I think it's clearer than make some kind of commitment to Christ. What does that mean? How much and for how long? Salvation is by faith. What's his message? He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the resurrection of life. He's the Father. He and the Father one. Believe in him for eternal life. He says that if anyone hears my message and doesn't keep it, doesn't hold to it, is what he's saying, doesn't believe it, notice, I'm not the judge. I do not judge him. Now, there's going to be judgment. Who's going to be the judge? He's going to let us know in just a second. He's going to tell us who the judge is. But he says, listen, if anyone hears my sayings, my message, and they don't hold to it, they basically reject it, I don't judge them. Why? Because I didn't come into the world to judge the world, but to save the world. See, Jesus Christ is not the judge. He's the Savior. He came into the world to save the world. He came to seek and save those who were lost. He came to give his life as a ransom. John 3:17. Everybody knows John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. The next verse says, for God did not send the son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be what? Saved. He says, I didn't come to judge the world. I came to save the world. is that if you reject my saying, if you reject my words, if you reject my message, I'm not the judge. I came to save you, not to judge you. Isn't it funny how people have such a wrong view about Jesus and about the Bible and about God, and they all think God's just waiting to go squash you? I'm just looking down at them to make a mistake and squash them. God doesn't want to squash us. God wants to save us. God so loved the world that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I didn't come to judge you. I came to save you. I'm going to take your judgment. You remember? We saw this several weeks ago. He takes the judgment by going to the cross. It's amazing. He says, if anyone hears my sayings and doesn't keep them, I didn't judge him. I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. I think the next one. If you reject Jesus Christ, he's not the judge. He came to save, not to judge. So what is the judgment? What judges? Look at verse 48. He who rejects me and does not receive my words, that's what it says, my words, my message, has one who judges him. There is one who judges him. Our first thought might be, well, it's probably the Father. But that's not what it says. Look what it says. The word I spoke is what will judge him at the last day. What is the word that he spoke? I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the resurrection and the life. I am the Savior. I am the eternal God. I am the one who is bringing salvation. I am the, and you could look at this and say, I'm the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I'm the door. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the resurrection. I'm the way, the truth, and life. I'm the true vine. I am all of these things. This is his word. He said, listen, when you reject, the ultimate judge is the message. Because when people stand before Jesus Christ, or stand at what we call the great white throne judgment, we'll talk about it in a second, the books are open, and the book of life has people's names who have believed in Christ as Savior. If your name is not found in the book of life, you have rejected the message. The message is Jesus Christ is the Savior. It's that simple. He says, he who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has one who judges him. It's the word. The word I have spoke is what will judge him at the last day. It's the word. The word which I spoke, the judge, is the word of God. It's on the last day. Look what he says. The word which I spoke to him will judge him. What's the last day? Well, the last day for those who have rejected is what's called the great white throne judgment. If you look in the scripture, you'll find in the book of Revelation, there's a 1,000-year reign of Christ called the kingdom. Revelation chapter 20, about the first 7 or 8 verses, talk about this. In fact, 7 times in about 5 verses, it says he will rule for 1,000 years. When the 1,000 years is over, there's a time called the great white throne judgment. And the unbelievers are raised up. Remember, we said everyone will exist forever. All those who have rejected Jesus Christ will be raised up, given bodies that will last forever. And they will stand before the great white throne judgment. And because they have rejected the message, it says that the word I spoke is what will judge them at the last day. And the real question is, did you believe the message that Jesus is the Savior? And the answer is, these people, they rejected it. The answer is no. The word judges them at the last day. That's what he's talking about. All who believe the word have eternal life. All who reject, separation forever. Listen to this, John 5. Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who accuses you is Moses. When he says Moses, he's talking about the scripture. For if you believe Moses, you believe to me, because he wrote about me. If you don't believe his writings, if you don't believe the scripture, how will you believe my message? The word of God is giving the truth of Jesus Christ. It gives the truth about Christ and salvation. The word of God is the judge. It's powerful. My hope is this. Every one of you in this room, that you have believed in Jesus Christ as Savior. You understood the message. Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven to become a human being. And he came, and the message proclaimed clearly is that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that he's the Savior, and that everyone who believes in him has eternal life. My hope and prayer is that every one of you in this room, that you have believed that message, the word, that you have trusted in Christ as Savior, because faith in him. If you have not trusted in Jesus Christ as Savior, one day, if you do not trust him before you die, you will stand before the great white throne judgment, and you'll be judged because you rejected the message of salvation in Christ. The world thinks that you go to heaven or hell because you try to live a good life. That's what religion is. Religion is man trying to do something to get to God. Christianity is not religion. Christianity is the truth. Religion is man trying to do something to get to God. Christianity is God doing it all. God so loved the world, he gave. Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven and gave his life. So it's all what God does. Religion is what we do. We can't do it. And either we believe the message or we reject the message. He says, he who rejects me and doesn't receive my saying, he has one who judges him. It's the word I spoke, which will judge him at the last day. Wow. Now, he ends it by saying that this message that I'm telling you, it's from the Father. It's the one that God so loved us that he did gave. Look, for I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment. A commandment is a message, is a command as to what to say and to what to speak. He said this, I'm not speaking on my own initiative. I didn't come for myself. It is God the Father who so loved the world that he gave me. It is God the Father who sent the Son into the world with the message and the plan. This is the third time in this section he talks about the Father who sent him. By this the love of God was manifested, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we love God, but God loved us and sent his Son to be the satisfactory payment for our sins. Notice what he says. The Father who has sent me has given me a commandment. A commandment. A charge. What's the charge? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be what? Say, that's the charge. Look at verse 50. I know that his commandment is what? Is eternal life. The commandment brings eternal life. What is the commandment? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. He says, I know that the commandment is eternal life. Therefore, I speak. The things I speak just as the Father told me. I'm coming with the message from the Father. When you look at the plan, Jesus is bringing it to a close and he's telling the crowd, listen, I didn't come on my own initiative. The Father sent me into the world. The Father and I are the same. And you see me, you've seen the Father. I'm God. He's God. I've come with a message. The commandment is simple. Believe in me and you have life. And if you don't believe in me, you won't have life. You'll have judgment. And it's not me judging you because I came to save you. What judges you is the message that you have rejected. It's that simple. We go out these doors, we're going with a message, a commandment, that it is to believe in Jesus Christ for eternal life. We go out with that message. The Great Commission. I'm sending you out. That's what he said. You shall be my witnesses, is what he told the apostles in Acts chapter 1. Matthew 28, all authority has been given me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples. Go out there, lead people to Christ, train them and equip them. We go with the message of salvation. All who believe, eternal life. Those who reject, separation. The commandment results. Look at this. I know that the commandment is eternal life. It's powerful. I came with the message from the Father, the message that gives eternal life. The message is about him because he is life. He is the eternal life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. He said, I came from the Father with the message. Believe in Christ for eternal life. What have we seen? Well, it's a powerful little thing right here. Jesus said, I came with the message to believe. He came from the Father. If you see him, you see the Father. He says, I'm the light. When you believe in me, you're no longer in darkness. But you reject me, there's a judgment coming. The judgment's not by me because I'm the Savior. The judgment's by the Word, the message. The message is from the Father that brings life. So let me quickly go through this application. Realize that Jesus Christ is God. He came from the Father as the Son of God. When you see him, you see the Father. He's the way, the truth, and the life. In him is life. He is the Word that became flesh. He is the living Word of God. He is the Son of God who came from the Father. So understand who Jesus is. He's God. Second, your response to Jesus Christ affects your eternal destiny. truthfully, by faith, you receive eternal life. The message of salvation gives eternal life. Jesus is the Savior. You trust in Him. He gives you life. He died and rose again, and all who believe in Him will not be in darkness, but be in light and have life forever. By the way, eternal life begins the moment you believe. Truly, truly, I say to you, here's my word, and believes Him who sent me has, present tense, eternal life. The moment you believe in Christ, you have eternal life. Eternal life is life forever with Jesus. Now, there's a second aspect, and that is if you reject Jesus Christ, there is judgment. There is separation. The Word of God is the judge. The message you reject is the judge. He could say, well, didn't I tell you I'm the way, the truth, and the life? If you believe in me, you have eternal life. And you say, yes, but I didn't believe that. That's rejection, the message. People joke about heaven and hell. But heaven and hell are no joke. Jesus Christ is the key. To believe in Him, you have life. Believe the message of eternal life. But to reject Jesus Christ is rejecting the message, and there's judgment. Now the truth is this, that many, many churches do not teach the Bible. Many, many churches do not give the grace message of salvation. It's a charge. Now, it doesn't cost you anything, but it is a charge to say you believe in Jesus Christ and you're saved forever. Most of you know Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and here's what she said one day, and I got this quote because it was pretty powerful. Here's what she says about the church and clergy. That's how she says it. She said, I think the clergy, with all due respect, have become like camp counselors. They're doing, what they're doing is saying, I want the people to come back next week, so I can't challenge them too much. I can't ask them to do too much. I can't tell them that their religion demands anything of them, because if you do, they won't come back. So just give them a nice message. How do you respond to Jesus Christ? He says this, if you believe in me, I give you life. If you reject me, you'll be separated from me forever. I'm not your judge, I'm your Savior, but the message that you reject will separate you forever. My hope and prayer is that every one of you in this room, as you walk out these doors, you know Jesus Christ as Savior, you have eternal life, and you're ready to proclaim that message in this community. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the passage, and thank you for all the truths that are there, and thank you for Jesus' final public message that you believe in Him, you have life. He's the Savior. You reject in Him, you reject His message, you're separated forever. Lord, would you use this body of believers, would you use us on a daily basis, that as we walk out these doors, that we're ready to give an answer, that we're looking for the opportunities to share the greatest message of all, the message that is a gift, that is free, that is the gift of eternal life, simply by faith. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.